From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, New Hampshire became the first state to sue the major oil companies over an additive that critics say pollutes the water supply. The additive is something that goes by the initials MTBE. Ironically, the chemical compound has been put into gas to cut down on air pollution. Joining us is New Hampshire's Attorney General Peter Heed. Welcome, Mr. Heed.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
You're suing 22 oil companies over this additive. What do you claim it does to the water supply?
Well, MTBE, you know, is an additive, as you point out, to gasoline. And you're very correct in saying that it's added by the companies to comply with an oxygenation requirement under the Clean Air Act. Now, the Clean Air Act requires them to add some things to boost the octane and give it better oxygenation, but they have a wide range of options. And what they've been doing for a number of years is adding this stuff called MTBE, which is, I think, methyl tertiary butyl ether. But what this stuff really is, it's insidious and it's dangerous to our groundwater because it's different than gasoline. Michelle, what it does is it leaks out much easier than gasoline from almost any sort of a tank or container. It also spreads because of consumer use, such as snowmobiles, boats, lawnmowers, etc. And when it gets into the ground, instead of acting like gasoline, which does not mix with water very well, MTBE does. It dissolves easily in water, spreads rapidly, so fast, in fact, that it's very difficult to ascertain the source of where it's coming from. Then it resists biodegradation. In other words, it stays, once it's in the water, it's hard to get out of the water.
And what kind of health risks does it pose?
That's still really under investigation. We really don't know all the different health risks that it poses, but we do know that it is not good for you. Right now, the major problem is that it is infiltrated into New Hampshire's public drinking waters in alarmingly large rates. Some of our most recent statistics show that our southeastern counties have MTBE in as many as 20 to 30% of our public water supplies. And this is turning into a huge problem, and it's increasing and worsening, every year.
What does the state have to do to remove it?
Well, that's a good question. It can be removed, and there are techniques for doing that, but it is extremely expensive. And the first thing the state has to do is figure out where it is, and just the investigation of that, in other words, running test wells and tests, is expensive. The state's been doing that thus far, but we literally can't keep up with the spread of it. So the first thing we're asking in this suit is that the companies be responsible for really investigating the extent of the problem and figuring out where it is, and then we're asking that they be responsible for the cost of the cleanup.
As we've noted here, there's a bit of irony because in the early 1990s, the state actually joined with federal regulators in requiring gas suppliers to use additives to cut pollution, and
right.
MTBE was one of these additives. The companies seem to be saying that the other alternatives would cause other problems, perhaps that would be far worse.
Well, it's an interesting issue, and as you point out, it is ironic. I mean, they are required to use some sort of additive, although they're not required to use MTBE. That's their choice. They're the one that dissolved onto that. I can tell you that our indications are that there are other alternatives which are far less onerous to the environment. I know they use ethanol in some other areas, and there's a number of alternatives which, I don't think have fully been explored. They may be more expensive, but they certainly are healthier.
Is this unique to New Hampshire?
Well, I don't think it's unique to New Hampshire, but we are a small state, as you are aware, and I think the impact upon our little state has been more significant or more concentrated, perhaps, than you may see in other states.
Well, before filing a lawsuit, I assume that you approach the oil companies and ask them to consider an alternative. What kind
of
response
there's been, did you get? There's been many approaches and at least discussions with oil companies. The problem is, even if they were eliminated at this point, the problem exists in our water supplies now. So we have to do something about what exists and sort of what will continue to exist, even if they were to stop tomorrow.
And how would you assess your chances of winning this lawsuit?
Well,
you're going against some pretty deep pockets.
It's going to be tough. We know we have probably an uphill sled, but we have to start someplace, and I believe strongly in taking a position for the citizens of the state. Other states may join us. We don't know that. So we may be out there alone, but we're going to do it.
Mr. Heed, thanks for speaking to us.
Well, thank you so much for allowing me to have this time to talk to your listeners.
New Hampshire Attorney General Peter Heed talking to us from his office in Concord. Today, a spokesman for the Chevron Texaco told NPR his firm doesn't have a copy of the lawsuit yet and found it inappropriate to comment. The Lyondell Chemical Company of Houston manufactures MTBE for refiners to blend with gasoline. A spokesman for that company says, quote, MTBE is a safe product that has significantly improved air quality in every region where it's been used.